Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, amen. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? And isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory.
One more time together.
And it's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. For when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to be in your presence this evening. Lord, just to think what we're going to hear this evening, Father. The words of your prophet, Malachi 4:5. Lord, what a privilege people we are. Words fail to express, Lord, how we feel. We just ask you to bless the people as they give their tithes and offerings this evening, Father. Bless them, Lord. Feed them this evening through your word, we pray. We love you. Thank you for this opportunity to serve you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Greater is he that is in me. Amen. It's greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It's greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It was on the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them. Amen. With the power greater than any earthly foe. And I'm so glad I've got it too. I'm going to let the whole world know. Let's sing it now. It's greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It is greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you.
a troubled mind, a man to judge between the wrong and the right, a man who knows the secrets hidden deep within the heart. There's a man who can turn on the light. In the city of Memphis, in an humble Negro home, a mother prayed in despair for her son. Like the Shunammite before her, by faith she had conceived. Now he lay cold and dying, diseased and done. Oh Lord, where is your prophet? I have prayed and I believe, and I stand upon your word in the night. Although he lay in darkness and your grace he does not know, I know you'll send someone to turn on the light. In the very as she stood there by her gate, came a man led by the Spirit unto her. She cried, "Good morning, parson. I knew you'd come along to lift my heavy burden and bring the light. There's a man within the kingdom who can ease the troubled mind, a man to judge between the wrong and the right, a man who knows the hidden secret. Oh, Mom, it's getting bright. I know you found the man on the line. Burden soul in your living, trying hard to find a way. As you stumble in the darkness of the night, this generation, one was sent to show the way, one to lead and to guide, and sing the light. There's a man within the kingdom who can ease a troubled mind, a man to judge between the wrong and the right, a man who knows the hidden secrets deep within the human heart. There's a man who can turn on the light.
Thank you, Lord Charles. God bless you. Thank you. March and design, amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never
You know, we're the clappingest people I ever knew. Because we're the happiest people I ever knew. I don't know if you caught it last week or not, but I made a comment. I said, Brother Branham, I'm just repeating him. If I said anything worth repeating, it's because he said it first. Amen. If this ain't this, if this ain't that, I'll take this if that comes. Amen. And that night on tape, he said, this is that. Amen. Amen. Just makes me happy. No wonder we're supposed to be the happiest people. We're just the happy. I don't know what to say. Just I love the Lord, as Brother Samuel said, that, you know, there's some, it's just like that bubbling brook. Is what makes you, Brother Ram said, what makes you be that way? He says something's down underneath just pushing it out of me. Just pushing it out of me. So we love him. We love the Lord. And again, to have this opportunity to come together and to hear the word once again as we get ready to sing our national anthem, to bring Brother Branham to this pulpit. What a privilege it is. Can't wait to hear what he's going to say. It's going to be something that's going to feed my soul. It's something that's going to get me ready for his bride. And in this, the other day when I was just praying, it's like the Lord, and it's like, Lord, each time it's like, I know I can't pick nothing wrong. There isn't no wrong message. And it's like we've got 1,177 new ones. It's like, Lord, this is wonderful. And it's just how he lines out. Amen. It just shows you how much he cares for you. How much that he loves you. And it's a fresh, a living word. And we can't say that enough. Just like saying, I've got to always put you in remembrance of it. Because that is our lives. It's the only thing that amounts to anything is this word. Everything else is cannon fodder. It doesn't matter. Whatever you do, whatever you accomplish, it means zero. It means nothing. Only this message, only the word is the only thing. And how he told us this morning to yield ourselves down to that, Lord. But then he's been telling us, but you got to be perseverant. You've heard, you recognize, and now you're acting upon it. Yeah. All those things that prophet's trying to tell us all the way through, that Holy Spirit anointing him, anointing us to hear that word. It's so wonderful. So everything that we've got, and you're so contagious, I love it to be able to spread this word today that a bunch of you were in that don't want to before the tape, but somebody sent me a video when a bunch of you are in a restaurant just clapping your hands to the Lord, and it's just, Lord, that just shows you that bride of Jesus Christ. We're just excited. We're happy. We're under anticipation. And if you've come with anticipation tonight, your soul's going to be fed because you'll get what you expect. And I expect some great things. Amen. 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 Bow our heads once more to prepare ourselves the final time before that prophet comes to this platform to bring us his word, that we move everything out of the way, the day and the things that's happening, but to reflect back on what he's given to us today and looking forward to what he's going to give to us tonight. You know, he could come for his bride tonight. It's not impossible. That is probable. It's a good possibility. Lord, come quickly. Come quickly. But Lord, we want to invite you once again to come and open up our hearts as we welcome your prophet. Lord, thank you for sending us a prophet. Where would we be if you didn't send us this prophet with this message? Where would we be if you didn't store up this food? Come up and hear what somebody else said. Old Brother Branham said this, and he said this, and he said that. We don't have to do that. You don't have to take my word for it or nobody else's word for it. You can hear it fresh from the throne of God tonight.
Amen.
Not added to, not taken away. Every jot, every tittle, every I, hate toe fetch. Lord, it's your word. I love, Lord, you got a sense of humor. Oh, praise the name of God. So, Lord, we welcome you to come and speak through your prophet as we sing, Only Believe.
Only believe. Only believe. And all things are possible.
All things.
Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. And all things are possible.
Just
only.
Let us remain standing. It's my privilege to introduce to you our prophet, God's prophet, the messenger of the hour, to bring us the message united under one head that he brought to us afresh tonight in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Amen. I introduce to you God's prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.
God, our Father, we thank thee again tonight for the privilege that we have of assembling ourselves together in praise. Thou hast promised that you would hear from heaven and would answer our prayers and would heal the land. And God, if there ever was a land that needed healing, it's the land that we live in. And we pray that you will heal it by sending an old-fashioned revival that will cure it of its diseases, its spiritual ailments. Grant it, Lord. Thou hast given us plenty of food, good clothes. But oh, how we long to hear the word of the Lord. Thou hast said in the word, there would come a famine in these days. And people would run from the north to the south and from coast to coast seeking to hear the word of God and would fail to find it. Oh God, anoint your ministers afresh. Lord, may we get out into the field with the word. Plant the real word. If there's no word, no seed sown there, give us strength now while it is day.